Pastor, appreciate very much you letting us get up here and bring God's Word again. I don't know if I've ever had the opportunity to preach just before lunch. I usually get stuck in that slot right after. And I'm thankful, Lord. It's one of these days that the last is going to be first. Sure you did. All right. Take your Bible and turn to the Genesis chapter 13. Book of Genesis chapter 13. Verse 10, 11, and 12. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. That is, he separated himself from Abraham. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. We preached to you on the subject, he got what he wanted, but he lost all that he had. My, what a lesson here for Christians. Lot was a saved man. We preached a number of messages on that title, they got what they wanted, but they lost what they had. But I think this is the only one we preach concerning a Christian getting what they want and losing what they have. You ought to be careful, Christian, what you set your affections on in this life. Have you ever wanted something that so bad that you would almost do anything to get it, and then after you got it, it was so much trouble that you'd wish you'd never heard of it? Be careful what you seek after in this life, because God may just let you have it. You know, God does that sometimes to straighten His people out, to get them back to that place where they should have stayed in the first place. Lot's life as a believer was a disaster. Did you hear what I said? His life as a believer was a disaster. And if we're not careful about how we live our life, it may also turn out to be a disaster. I'm talking about morally and spiritually. Lot's life depicts what can happen to a Christian. Brother back there said, I think it was this past conference, made a statement, and some of you were there, remember it, about being afraid of false doctrine. And thinking, well, that can't happen to me. Well, you don't know what can happen to you if God permits it. We want to speak on just two points, two things. Did you get that? How Lot got in this mess, and you check, you'll find out that the principles are the same today. And the second point is God's judgment of sin in believers. In this life, before you leave here. Now some might not believe that, but I do. You see, I've been down that road and I know what God will do. If there ever was a case for what saved always saved, Lot's it. I don't know of anybody else in the Bible that got as far away from God and committed such sin as Lot did, and yet was saved. Lot's there with the Lord right now. I don't believe he had much, if any, reward, but he was a saved man. Christian, there is no amount of regret or sorry or wishing will ever take away the hurt or the pain for what sin can do to your life. I'm talking about willful sin, open sin in your life. Abraham and Lot, as you probably know, were Chaldeans, idol worshippers, before the Lord saved them. Abraham took Lot to raise after the death of his father. He also took Lot with him when God directed Abraham to Canaan. Abraham wandered around a while until he finally got settled down at Bethel. And Lot was with him. And Bethel is the key to serving God. Bethel means the house of God. How did Abraham get in this mess, or excuse me, Lot, get into the mess that he was in? Look at that verse 10, 11, and 12. It's these three steps. Verse 10, and Lot lifted up his eyes. That's the beginning. Lot's at Bethel. Lot's where he, I don't know why I keep thinking I'm going to fall off of this rug down here. It makes me think there's a step. Lot was in the right place. He was at Bethel. But like a lot of Christians today, and I'm talking about a lot of Baptist church members, they lift up their eyes and begin to look off out there. I mean, it used to be fun. It used to be exciting to be at the house of God. That's when the Lord first saved me. Now it's become sort of a drudgery. And we lift up our eyes and look out over yonder. And what did he see? the plain of the Jordan. Now, there's nothing wrong with the plain of the Jordan. But that's just step number one. You see, when you get away from God's house, when you permit yourself to go off from God's house, even for a moment, the old devil's just waiting. He is the master of deception. The first step was Lot lifted up his eyes. I don't even know what time I started, by the way. You just have to stop me, all right? Yeah, right. I like to see these preachers that like to eat supper for a while. Especially that one. Yeah. Another one sitting back over there too. Don't duck your head. And the second point is, after he lifted up his eyes, what did he do? He chose, freely chose, all the plain of the Jordan and journeyed east. And separated himself from Abraham. Third point is in verse 12, last clause. And pitched his tent toward Sodom. That is, he removed from the plain, the well-watered plain of the Jordan, where the grass was so green. He was lured by that old serpent, the devil. He was enticed. And the next thing you know, he's done removed his tent from the plain of the Jordan to Sodom. Mm-hmm. You think you can commit just a little sin? Not so, Christian. What is it? Sin will take you farther than you want to go? Keep you longer than you want to stay? And brother, the sad part costs you more than you want to pay. Lot started down the path of open sin, living openly in sin. And brother, that always brings God's judgment. It might not happen immediately, but it's coming. And it's going to come before you leave. You live out in sin. What's those three steps? He lifted up his eyes. He made a deliberate choice. And I don't have any idea that Lot thought he was going to go any further than that. But the next thing he knew, he was right there in Sodom. Yes, he got what he wanted. The pleasures of this world. Is everyone in here a member of a New Testament Baptist church? Listen to me. If you're a Christian, and you don't have a church, find one. That's the house of God. You find one. If you have one, stay there. That's what gets us in trouble when we get away from the Lord and His house. You have a home church, you have a church you're a member of. You know the best way to keep from getting out and open sin? Get in God's house and get busy. But if we would get busy in doing the work that God's left His church to do, we wouldn't have time to be lifting up our eyes to see what's going on over there. And being enticed. And then making that deliberate choice. Christian, whether you agree with it or not, makes no difference to me. God's house is to have the priority in your life.
Amen.
Not your family, not your job, not anything else, but His house.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, when we get to that, get back to that, then maybe we can truly serve the Lord as we ought to. You get involved in the work of the Lord, and you can only do that through His house. Now, I'm talking about scripturally. And you'll find that the world is a lot less attractive. Because God will begin to reveal to you just how rotten and wicked and evil this old world is, and that you don't want any part of it. Lot didn't, but he paid the price. And I can tell you right now, not just based upon experience, but I've got experience there too. I got the scars that the Lord left to prove it. But by the Word of God, that you're going to pay a price if you don't get back down to Bethel in a hurry. I hear this a lot. Y'all probably have too. Somebody's out there thinking right now, "Oh, I wouldn't do anything like that." When they tell me that, I just back on out of the way because I know what's coming. That's the very thing they're probably going to do. They said they wouldn't do. Christian, God's Word says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2, "Set your affection where? On things above."
Yes.
If you got your affections on things above, you won't have your affections on the things of this world. See, I wouldn't go down to Sodom like Lot did. I'm sure Lot probably thought he never would either before he went. He might not even knew what kind of place it was. I don't know. But brother, that wasn't all that was wrong with Sodom. Sodom, I believe, depicts what this old world, and especially this country, is like today. You want to know what else was going on in Sodom? Look at Ezekiel chapter 16. And you read there in verse 49 and 50. Here's what God said concerning Sodom. "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom." What was it?
God.
Oh boy, does that sound like this country today?
You know how much pride a Christian ought to have?
About as much as a worm of the earth. Because that's what we are.
Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness.
Abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. I'm not talking, and God's not talking about welfare when He talks about poor and needy.
But of the poor and needy is those that are poor and needy in spirit.
And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as what I saw good, God said. You think it can't happen to us? You think it can't happen to this country?
I think it's not going to be very long that God's going to break His silence. Just like He did on Sodom.
Take a look at Sodom, Lot's life. What it was like in Bethel. And then look at what it's like now in Sodom. In 2 Peter chapter 2, and verse 6 through 8, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto all, or unto those that after should live ungodly. God made it an example. And delivered, oh who? Justified Lot. Just. Lot. What was Lot's condition? Vexed. That is, he was burdened. His conscience was bothered. I don't believe that a Christian can live out in open sin without their conscience bothering.
And there's nothing, I don't think, that is any more miserable than a Christian that's out in the world.
Tries to hide from everything that's right and good. The last thing he wants to see come along is the pastor or some church member that's living godly. And delivered just Lot, built with the filthy, or vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Christian, you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you're trying to live out there in the world with that filthy conversation. Filthy conversation of it. For that righteous man dwelling upon them, that who? That righteous man. You know why he was righteous? He had the righteousness of Jesus Christ. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul. You say, it hadn't bothered me yet. Well, he's called you not saved. Vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. He got what he wanted, but he lost what he had.
Are you willing to lose that which God blessed you with?
He lost it all. He lost his flocks, he lost his herds, he lost his herdsmen, he lost his houses, his tents. Tragically, he lost his wife, his sons-in-law,
and the honor and respect of his daughter. You remember I said Bethel is the key to serving God? There was no Bethel in sight.
There was no place for Lot to go to worship the Lord. You see, there's only one place, and that's Bethel.
No house of God. No place to worship God. You can't. Lot tried it. You can't stay home and worship God. No place to worship God. No place to bring his tithe and his offering to God. And no fellowship with God's people. Boy, that one hurts.
I don't see how any Christian can live without fellowship of God's people
and enjoy it.
Now, I enjoy salvation. I rejoice in coming to God's house and either proclaiming God's word or hearing it proclaimed. And hearing these voices lifted up in song and praise to our great and sovereign God.
You don't think I enjoy my salvation, you? You listen to us for a while. I enjoy the fellowship of God's people, too. And my life would be nothing if I had it all. And I didn't have God's house and God's people to practice. Get back to Bethel, Christian, just as quick as you can and stay there. And you'll find out what it means to lose all that you have. Would it be worth it? I don't think so. May the Lord bless you.